Today's a WRAL weather alert day. We have flooding happening here in Sampson County near Clinton. I'll show you what's happening and where else we could see some heavy rain this afternoon.
And plans to build the new VinFast factory in Chatham County are rolling right along. We'll share the latest update for the proposed 2.8 million square foot facility.
Plus, Durham police expand their crackdown on illegal ATV and dirt bikes on city streets.
It is WRL Weather Alert Day, and good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thanks for joining us. We're hearing about flooding in several parts of our viewing area. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look at the rain totals so far. Elizabeth.
Right now, we're looking here at Sampson County, which is where we've had a cell sitting for several hours. We've seen as much as 3 to 4 inches of rain here. And so we do have some flooding that is happening. There's a flash flood warning that's in effect for this part of Sampson County up until about 1:45. It's not the only place that we still have the potential for some flooding. We had some very heavy rain in the northern part of the viewing area this morning, and then that all shifted down to the south. So from Wayne County back over to Cumberland County, we have a flood advisory that's in effect. So that's another area that we're watching very closely. We take a look at the big picture, and we do have a few light showers north of I-85, but most of the activity continues to be down here from Wayne County back over toward Cumberland County. We still have a lot of lightning associated with this, and it's been very, very slow moving. We're seeing some very heavy rain right now in Clinton. Of course, that stretches up to Goldsboro and back here to the southeast corner of Cumberland County. How much rainfall have we seen? Well, it's been a lot. You can see some areas where we've seen 2 to 3 inches. And I'm sorry, I had focused it down on Clinton, where we've seen so far in Sampson County 3 to 4 inches. We also have a couple of roads closed. One of those is Salemburg Highway. Part of that road is closed because of flooding that's happened right now. We have a flood watch that's in effect for the entire viewing area until midnight tonight. We'll likely see more storms redeveloping as we head through the afternoon. We also have the risk for some of those storms to produce some wind damage. So we have a level one risk for severe storms for the entire viewing area. Look at that heavy rain that's coming down in Clinton. It is just pouring here, and there's so much moisture in the atmosphere as we have some triggers that's setting off these cells. It is really raining heavily, and again, we have seen some flooding issues. Here's a look at Futurecast. You can see that heavy rain there. It begins to taper off as we get through the next few hours, but we will see that redeveloping, especially in our southern counties. Look at this. At 5 o'clock, we're seeing rain from Southern Pines through Fayetteville. It moves back over Clinton and toward Goldsboro. So areas that are already soaked could see more rain later on this afternoon, the possibility of a severe storm. 90 degrees is probably going to be as hot as it could get today. Some folks are going to end up keeping it in the 80s because of all the rain. It'll just depend. If you're seeing showers, it'll be cooler. If you are dry for the rest of the day, which may be our northern counties, we'll see temperatures close to 90 degrees. Coming up, we're going to take a closer look at how much rain has fallen across the entire area and how much more is to come.
I'm Chris Loving in the WRAL Live Center. Elizabeth, I'd be curious to know how much rain has hit Rocky Mount, because looking at this image, this is from Peacemakers of Rocky Mount. There is clearly flooding that is right outside the building. This is a Christian community development organization on West Raleigh Boulevard, again, in Rocky Mount. The Freedom School will continue Monday morning, according to that organization. One more picture from them, just because it shows you, again, the water pooling right there, especially to that little outdoor sitting area and right around that tree. We also got this alert from Experience Downtown Rocky Mount saying there are multiple streets that are closed downtown. Western Avenue and South Vine Street, Grace and Paul Streets, South Franklin and West Bassett Streets, and others. So certainly we're following all of the flooding that's happening in the area, at least down there in Rocky Mount and other spaces. Make sure to stay here on WRAL News for the latest on that.
Quite the sight to see. Thanks, Chris. And we have an important alert for people living in Franklin County. Emergency management want you to avoid South Main at Highway 1. It's closed right now because of flooding. Remember, never try to drive through any high waters. And you can always track real-time traffic during your drive by listening to WRAL News on your radio. You can listen anytime on 99.3 in Raleigh, 96.5 in Durham, and 101.5 HD3 across the Triangle.
VinFast is moving closer to starting construction on the first phase of its $4 billion electric vehicle factory in Chatham County. WRL has obtained a site plan the Vietnamese automaker filed with the county this week. WRL's Matt Tallhelm is live at the future factory site to show us what is to come, and especially right where you're standing there. Matt, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Jeff. Where I'm standing right now, those site plans show a traffic circle that will basically lead into this site. Now, take a look at this right now. It almost kind of looks like Mars is the way we've been describing it out here. You can see crews have cleared this land, nearly 2,000 acres, getting ready to start construction of the factory. These new filings are giving us the first look at what that factory itself will look like as it covers this site. Take a look at the architect's rendering. It's part of a 3-page site plan the automaker filed with Chatham County's planning department this week. VinFast also submitted a commercial zoning application for the project. It lays out just how massive this factory will be, covering more than 2.8 million square feet. It will have a press shop, paint shop, body shop, general assembly building. It's similar to what we showed you a year ago this month when we toured the company's factory in Vietnam. Right now, the county is reviewing all these site plans. VinFast has told us it plans to start the construction of the factory here this summer, so that clock is ticking here. Now, as you take a live look again at all of this massive land that's been cleared here, we've learned from VinFast that they still are planning to move forward with a merger with Blackspade Acquisition Company. They tell us that will happen by the end of the year. That merger deal involves stock offerings, billions of dollars that could go into funding and financing the construction of the factory here.
All right, it is the next step. Matt Tallhelm, I know you'll be on top of it the rest of the way. Appreciate your reporting there from Chatham County.
Durham police are expanding their crackdown on illegal dirt bikes and ATVs on city streets. This is all in response to repeated reports last month. The police department has a new online form residents can use to report these dangerous activities. You can also earn up to $2,000 if your tip leads to an arrest. You can find this information on the Durham government website. And a Rocky Mount man arrested this week in a drug bust is being held on a $1 million bond. The Edgecombe County Sheriff's Office arrested Eugene Jenkins at a home on Windsor Drive. Agents found bundles of heroin, cocaine, marijuana, a gun, and money. Jenkins faces several charges selling drugs near a school or park.
It was a quick turnaround for members of the U.S. House. This morning, they got back to work on the National Defense Authorization Act. Members voted to eliminate Pentagon diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and staff in the Department of Defense. The voting lasted until nearly midnight and included a slew of amendments. During debate, Republican Representative Eli Crane referred to black people as colored people, prompting a heated exchange.
My amendment has nothing to do with whether or not colored people or black people or anybody can serve.
I'd like to be recognized to have the words colored people stricken from the record. I find it offensive and very inappropriate.
Can I amend my comments to people of color?
Mr. Speaker, to have the word stricken. I didn't ask for an amendment.
Is there unanimous consent to have the word stricken?
Yes. Without objection, so ordered.
Without objection, so ordered.
The amendment to prohibit the Defense Department from requiring certain DEI training initially failed, and it was considered again and passed the next time. Same-sex marriage ban will once again be on the ballot for voters in California next year. The state Senate passed a proposed constitutional amendment that would repeal Proposition 8. Voters previously approved the measure in 2008, which bans the state from recognizing same-sex marriage. A federal appeals court later ruled Proposition 8 was unconstitutional.
Doors are now open at the Kids Exchange consignment sale at the State Fairgrounds in Raleigh. WRL's Kelsey Coffee shows us some of the great deals you can find.
If you're looking for back-to-school deals, this is definitely the place to be. Check out the crowds that have already started coming here for the first day that is free admission for the Kids Exchange consignment sale. We'll also show you video now of crowds from yesterday. You can buy clothes, toys, baby items, furniture, and more, all at a discounted price. Back-to-school spending is trending downward for the first time in 9 years, according to a report released Wednesday. Families are pulling back on shopping due to inflation.
Whenever times are tight and there's even, you know, the whisper of recession in the air, Kids Exchange explodes. And you really see people start to be very, very smart with their dollars.
If you know anything about this consignment sale, you may remember that the earlier days of the sale require for you to pay to enter. But today, it's free admission. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday, you can get in for free. And Sunday will be half price for all items. Kelsey Coffee, WRL News in Raleigh.
Tonight, you have another chance to win the seventh largest jackpot in Mega Millions history, with more than half $1 billion up for grabs. No one has matched all the numbers since April. Right now, the pot is an estimated $560 million. If you win that and take the cash option, that'd be more than $280 million home with you. You can watch the drawing live right here on WRAL tonight at 11 p.m. And if you don't win that, the Mega Millions, this time around, you can get the Powerball jackpot. Okay, that's worth an estimated $875 million and still has time to grow between today and tomorrow. This is the third largest Powerball jackpot to date. You can watch that drawing tomorrow night at 11 also on WRAL.
Next at noon, an app for Americans with disabilities, how it could make communities accessible to all.
Also, a popular tourist site in Greece is shut down. Why people are being asked to stay away from the Acropolis.
Plus, upgrades are on the way to PNC Arena. Coming up at 12:30, we have a live report on some of the proposed renovations.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
To the WRAL Live Center, letting you know that WRAL is still looking into this story, that missing three-year-old girl. Mint Hill police are telling us that she is believed to be with her biological mother. This is Adeline Hochstetler, again, 3 years old, and her biological mother, her name is Kalai Hochstetler. She is 30 years old, the white woman, and is 5'4", according to authorities, with brown eyes. And authorities say Adeline's father believes that she's in danger. And as for the vehicle that she and her biological mother are believed to be in, a 2019 Kia Optima with NC plate FFF3959. If you have the time, go to WRL.com. You can find this article and then share it online.
All right, Chris, thanks for the update. This month marks 33 years since the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Even with this historic legislation, many Americans still face barriers to accessibility. NBC's Zanil Ismaya caught up with one entrepreneur who hopes this app will make communities accessible to all.
There's accessibility alerts.
For Jake Handel, getting around takes a lot of planning.
You plan your entire day, and you plan where you're going down to the last little detail.
After Handel overcame a terminal progressive disease, he got the idea for Ahoy. Ahoy is a crowdsourcing app that helps people with varying disabilities navigate their neighborhoods.
It's the fear of the unknown that keep people not wanting to explore new places.
The app, currently piloting in Boston, allows users to input their specific needs. Then it shows them accessibility scores for locations in their area.
It's a great tool for me to, navigate the city.
Toby Thompson started using Ahoy a few months ago. He says the app's photos and reviews by people living with disabilities takes guessing out of the equation.
It shows you here all of the accessible information.
Take the entrance of this coffee shop. Thompson says if he didn't know better, the shop seems inaccessible.
It's a good thing that I have the app.
But reviews from the app reveal an accessible entrance through another store. Still, accessibility isn't the same for everyone.
There might be kind of a temporary ramp that doesn't really fit my particular need.
It's been nearly 33 years since the Americans with Disabilities Act was implemented. And in the U.S., only about 13% of municipalities and counties have readily available ADA plans, with an even smaller number of those plans meeting the minimum criteria for accessibility.
We need to be thinking that this isn't about code. We're talking about civil and human rights.
Valerie Fletcher, the executive director for the Institute for Human-Centered Design, says inclusive design is all in the details.
We see an accessible toilet room that will have a flush over here. If you actually need to transfer from a chair to a toilet, it's really awkward to reach across the toilet to flush it.
But until the day accessible design is universal, Handel hopes his app can make a difference.
I would encourage anyone out there to upload a photo or write what a place has anywhere. And by doing that, you're helping people into your community.
Zinkley Essemois reporting. Police in New York have arrested a man for 10 killings dating back more than a dozen years. Police on Long Island started investigating the case after the remains of a New Jersey woman were found in the area. That led to the discovery of 9 other sets of human remains scattered across 2 Long Island counties. University of Georgia is facing a new lawsuit connected to a crash that killed a football player and staff member hours after their recent football national championship in January. One of the survivors of the deadly crash blames the university and the football player. It alleges she was driving at extreme speeds while engaged in street racing before that crash. Lawyers for the woman who is bringing the suit say she has more than $170,000 in medical bills.
A heat wave prompted the Greek Culture Ministry to shut down the Acropolis of Athens. The Acropolis is the home to the Parthenon Temple. Ministry officials say they closed it for 4 hours due to the Cleon heat wave. Police and emergency care rescuers provided assistance to one tourist who became ill to the 107-degree heat.
We're 6 days away from the start of the Women's World Cup. It airs on Fox 50. New Zealand is giving away thousands of tickets to combat low ticket sales compared to its host counterpart, Australia. A report says ticket sales are much stronger in Australia, where 1.25 million have been sold, compared to New Zealand's 320,000. An accounting firm is helping to encourage attendance by buying 20,000 tickets and giving them away. North Carolina Courage star goalkeeper Casey Murphy is one of 3 goalies competing to be the U.S. team's starter this year. At 27 years old, Murphy is the youngest player to ever earn 30 shutouts in the National Women's Soccer League. She was first called up to the national team in 2018, but this will be her first time taking a shot at the World Cup. Don't miss this year's Women's World Cup. The games begin on July 20th on Fox 50. U.S. Women's National Team takes on Vietnam July 21st at 9 o'clock.
Soccer's so big in our area. So, yeah. So much fun.
It's a world game, too, being played in New Zealand and Australia. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Gardner's over in the WRO Severe Weather Center. Not good stuff here we experienced today, right?
No, it's a little quieter as a whole across the viewing area now than it was a few hours ago. But we're still watching this area central to northern Sampson County. This is where we've had heavy rain falling for several hours. We have at least 3 to 4, potentially even 5 inches of rain that have fallen here. And that is affecting some roads. So roads are starting to close in some places down there. This is a flash flood warning that expires at 1:45. So we still have an hour and a half left on that warning. We take a look at what's happening elsewhere. We still have some lingering flood advisories from Goldsboro back over through Fayetteville, but the ongoing rain definitely still happening in the central part of Sampson County. Well, take it all off and just kind of take a wide view here. We have a little line of rain, no thunder and lightning with this, but it's starting to redevelop here north of I-85. So parts of Vance County around Granville County, just north of Durham County there. So we'll be watching that to see if we see thunderstorms developing. But other than that, it's all down here to the south, especially in Sampson County, where we're watching that heavy rain continuing. Lots of lightning with this as well. Some steady rain in Goldsboro, but that rain's starting to move away from Fayetteville. We do have a cell just south of Cumberland County that's producing a lot of lightning right now. Let's talk about some of those rainfall totals. Right here between Newton Grove and Clinton, we had a pocket where we had as much as 3 to 4.5, maybe even 5 inches of rainfall here. And in Salemburg, which is down south, we've had some of the roads begin to close, and that may be the case too. It's a fairly rural area between Salemburg and Newton Grove. But just be careful there because we've had a lot of heavy rain. The streams are rising. This is all 24-hour rainfall. So we ended up with 3 to 5 inches of rain here across parts of Franklin County, Granville County, northern Wake County. Very heavy rainfall. There were some reports of flooding there. Matt Tallhelm was talking about all this rainfall over here in Rocky Mount. And you can see 3 inches of rain fell there. That's caused some problems with flooding as well. And then back over in parts of Chatham County, south of Pittsburgh, we had more than 3 inches of rain, and that also closed some roads earlier this morning. Most likely that has resolved itself because that was much earlier today. Of course, the flood watch continues as we have the potential for more rain through the afternoon, and we have that level 1 risk for severe storms. So our weather alert day continues on through the evening. Man, every time we pull up this camera in Clinton, it is just pouring. So they're not out of the woods yet by any means in terms of having more flooding down here. It just keeps keeps on falling. We take a look at Futurecast, and you can watch what happens as we get into the afternoon. Somewhat on the quiet side at around 2 o'clock, but here it comes again by 4 or 5 o'clock down here in the same area from Fayetteville to Clinton over toward Goldsboro. We continue to have that potential for scattered storms. We could see it developing anywhere, but the models continue to show a better chance in our southern counties again this afternoon. It's 84 degrees officially here in Durham. Lots of gray sky. Our dew point's way up at 75, which is one of the highest dew points we really ever see around here. So it feels like 91 in Durham and Raleigh. It's cooler down south, 73 in Clinton where the rain is falling, but it feels like 95 in Southern Pines, 86 in Rocky Mount, and of course in Roxboro, it is cool up there. So interesting scenario playing out across our area. Again, WREL Weather Alert Day. Tomorrow and Sunday, we have the chance for more rain, especially in the afternoon and evening. Areas that have seen 3 to 5 inches of rain today could have that flooding potential again Saturday and Sunday. After that, we start to dry out, but heat back up next week into the mid to upper 90s.
All right, Elizabeth, thanks. To add to our yuck category here, an inspector found moldy vegetables and food kept outside at a Raleigh restaurant. Five on Your Side shows you who got a C health score tonight on Your News at 5.
Oh, boy. And the heat is taking its toll on local bee populations. The buzz on climate change and pollinators. That's tonight at 6. New York bestselling author Derek Barnes is headed to Raleigh tomorrow for Saturday morning story time. Derek will read and sign copies of his newest book, Like Lava in My Veins. It's the story of a boy named Bobby Beacon who has lava in his body. He gets moved to a classroom with an understanding teacher who shows him that caring for others is its own kind of superpower. Barnes will be at Quail Ridge Books on Lassiter Mill Road at 11 a.m.
Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority now has its own bank. The sorority opened for members only for FMO Credit Union at its national headquarters in Chicago. It's the first black-owned, woman-led, sorority-based financial institution in the history of the United States. The credit union is based on the sorority's initiative of building economic wealth, and members say they are excited to show their financial impact.
Everyone doesn't understand the impact we make financially. So you have to start doing things so that folks know we know how to control our money.
FMO is open to AKA members and their immediate families. They're one of America's oldest service organizations with nearly 500,000 members internationally.
Working from home is considered a blessing to workers, but it could have a negative impact for commercial property owners. Experts say remote work could wipe out about $800 billion in office buildings value by 2030. The group estimates that in-person office attendance is down 30% below 2019 pre-pandemic levels. More remote work will cause tenants to negotiate shorter leases, which will make it harder for owners to obtain financing. And Twitter will begin paying popular creators this week. The move is seen as a new way to compete with a meta-based Threads platform. The payouts go to creators with large audiences. Some Twitter creators could receive tens of thousands of dollars. Eligible users must be subscribed to Twitter Blue, own a Stripe account, and have gained more than 5 million tweet impressions per month over the last 3 months to get payments.
Big changes are in the works for PNC Arena, but who is paying for the upgrades? We'll share the list of changes and how it will be paid for.
Plus, a common ingredient found in most diet soft drinks could cause cancer. The study that has health officials around the world talking. And as we head to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. Good luck. It's a WREL Weather Alert Day. Most of our viewing area has already seen some rain this morning, and more is on the way.
Yeah, that's a live look at Clinton right now, so you see why. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has been keeping an eye on the radar, joins us now with the WREL Severe Weather Center and the flash flood warning, and we can see why, certainly in Clinton.
Yeah, that shot in Clinton just looks really dramatic. We have so much moisture in the atmosphere that as these little cells are popping up, they are very efficient rainmakers. And so we do have a flash flood warning that's in effect here, really for the central and northern portion of Sampson County up until around 1:45. The cell earlier, about 10 o'clock this morning, was sitting here in the northern part of Sampson County, and it's drifted down to Clinton. But it's been raining heavily in Clinton for over an hour, and the rainfall rates that we're seeing across the area with these systems are anywhere from 4 to 5 inches per hour. So we have already seen some flooding in Sampson County, and that is likely to continue. We'll widen out the view a little bit. We still have some flood advisories here from Goldsboro stretching back to Fayetteville. We're not seeing as much rain there. A little bit of rain in the southern part of Cumberland County and some just steady rain there in Goldsboro right now. We'll take a look at the wide view. We're starting to see a little bit more rain right now in the northern part of the viewing area, parts of Person County, Granville County, Vance County, but no thunderstorms there, and that rain is lighter compared to what we're seeing down here across Sampson County. Still a lot of lightning with that cell in Sampson County as well. So that's another thing you need to be very careful of, especially north and east of Clinton. You don't want to be outside in that lightning. It can be very dangerous. This is a look at the rainfall totals in that area. We've seen as much as 3 inches in the southern part of Johnston County. Then you head down into Sampson County and we're picking up 3 to 4 inches, but certainly there could be some spots in there closer to 5 inches. We had part of Salem. Matter of fact, I'm going to show it to you coming up just a second. Right here, a couple of areas where we've had flooding right here. This is going to be near Salemburg Road, and we've had some flooding there as parts of the road is closed. Our flood watch will continue all the way through midnight. It's, of course, a WRL weather alert day. We also have the chance this afternoon for some storms that could produce wind damage, gusts 60 miles per hour or stronger, so we'll be watching that too. I had this queued up too, just again, because it's just raining and raining and raining in Clinton, and it's been happening now for, you know, an hour plus, and so they are likely to continue, or down here in Clinton is likely to continue to see more heavy rain. More rain, especially in the southern part of our viewing area as we get to mid to late afternoon. Temperatures could climb up to around 90 degrees. We're seeing a lot of moisture in the atmosphere, so it feels very sticky out there in a lot of places. But our biggest concern through the afternoon will first be flooding and then the possibility of some wind damage. So I'll show you more of the rainfall totals around the area and how much more we could see coming up.
You can stay on top of the latest storm developments with the WRL News app. Watch our live newscasts, get the latest forecasts, storm track, closings, and event cancellations. Download the app from the Apple and Google app stores. It is free wherever you download your apps.
Renovations at the PNC Arena could be a step closer to happening. This morning, the Building and Construction Committee held a public meeting to discuss renovations to the 24-year-old venue. WRL's Shelley Jackson joins us live from PNC Arena. Shelley, there are a lot of proposed changes here.
There certainly are, Michelle. There were more than 70 proposals in this morning's 117-page presentation. Of course, not all of those projects will make the final cut, but some of the proposals that they are looking at include a sports book, bars in the upper level that face the playing surface, refreshing restrooms and suites, repurposing the box office concourse, creating multiple access points, improving behind-the-scenes infrastructure for concerts and other events. That's just a few of the proposals that they're looking at. Now, each project is tied to one of five pillars: aesthetic improvement, general administration, guest experience, operational efficiency, and revenue enhancement. And right now, arena officials say they are focused more on renovating the space they have instead of expansion.
The building itself is in great shape. We know that the enhancement and the elaborate process that we're getting ready to undertake is going to continue to make this building great for a long, long time.
So the next step will be next week when arena stakeholders meet to talk about their needs, their wants, and the requirements. So far, there's no price tag for this project. They have to decide which proposals they will actually implement. But if there is a, when they decide, they will raise the money through the tax, hospitality tax. And if things get decided, it should take about 2 to 5 years to complete the renovations. Michelle?
We'll have to see what they come up with. Shelley Jackson, live at PNC. Thanks, Shelley.
In the event of a major disaster, first responders in Wake County are ready. This morning, Raleigh Fire hosted a disaster medical specialist training event at the Keter Training Center. The training involved fire and EMS from our area, as well as people from across North Carolina and other states.
Because it takes a team to do this. So there's firefighters, paramedics, all the way up to physicians taking this course to again, be prepared to take medicine to where it's needed.
This is the first time in more than 10 years this national training program has taken place in North Carolina.
Former NC State quarterback Philip Rivers is one step closer to having their very own football team. The former NFL star's wife is pregnant with their 10th child. The couple revealed the baby boy is scheduled to arrive this fall. Rivers, who currently shares 9 children ranging from 4 to 21 with wife Tiffany. Philip spends his retirement as a high school football coach at a Catholic school in Alabama. 10 kids. Congratulations. Just ahead, the warning from health experts. Before you open your favorite soda, the chemical inside that could harm you in the long run.
And we're talking about super agers. Why doctors say this certain group has sharper brains. That is quite an ominous look over Durham right now from our WRL Live Cam network as you take this live look as you watch WRL News available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Looks dry, but very cloudy there.
Yeah.
Some folks might want to trade their diet soft drinks for a glass of water.
Yeah, the World Health Organization says the long-used artificial sweetener aspartame found in many foods and drinks could lead to potential health risks. Here's John Lawrence.
Aspartame may not be as sweet as you think, figuratively speaking. Aside from diet sodas and low-calorie foods, the artificial sweetener is in roughly 6,000 products worldwide, according to the Calorie Control Council. And every time a person ingests aspartame, the molecule breaks down into 3 pieces.
Phenylalanine, aspartic acid, and methanol.
And now a semi-independent committee within the World Health Organization says aspartame should be deemed, quote, possibly carcinogenic to humans. But there's a caveat.
Despite consistent positive findings in these 3 studies, the working group concluded that chance, bias, and confounding could not be ruled out with reasonable confidence. And thus, they concluded that the evidence was limited.
So at least for now, health officials recommend moderation, moderation, moderation.
I think our results do not indicate that occasional consumption should pose a risk to most consumers.
American Beverage, a group that represents the non-alcoholic drink industry, said in a statement, quote, "The fact that food safety agencies worldwide, including the FDA, continue to find aspartame safe makes us confident in the safety of our products."
The recommendation that WHO made was to moderate both the consumption of free sugars and the consumption of sweeteners.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The Food and Drug Administration gave the nod to aspartame use in some food and drinks in 1974, but that was suspended for a few years because of potential health concerns. In 1983, the FDA set an aspartame guideline at 50 milligrams per kilogram of a person's weight. Online shopping sites are flooded with customer reviews, but it can be really tough to tell which ones are real and which are fake. How federal regulators want to help. Plus, she's not ready.
Yeah. A tiny member of the beehive shows us the proper way to prepare for the Renaissance tour. We'll show you her complete look after the break. Welcome back this noon. The Federal Trade Commission wants to crack down on bogus online reviews. Marianne Rafferty reports on the new rule that would ban businesses from paying for reviews, writing fake ones, and suppressing honest ones.
You found a product you like while shopping online, but before you check out, you scan through customer reviews just to make sure it's right. But how do you spot which reviews are trustworthy and which are not? Well, the Federal Trade Commission wants to help.
The FTC is coming for fake reviewers and ad platforms that support them. Online shoppers should be thrilled.
According to a recent estimate by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, between 30 to 40% of online reviews are fake or are in some way not genuine. The FTC is proposing a new rule that would ban businesses from paying for reviews, writing fake reviews, suppressing honest reviews, and other practices used to mislead online shoppers. The emergence of artificial intelligence is also a major problem for regulators.
They want to get rid of review farms, which are entities that just pump out reviews, and I think particularly concerns about AI are part of why the FTC is concerned and also moving pretty rapidly.
The agency says bad actors often use fake, stellar reviews to help increase profits and to help boost their products and search results. This has been a constant problem for online platforms such as Amazon, eBay, Walmart, and Yelp. Amazon has filed a slew of lawsuits in an effort to combat fraudulent customer reviews on its site.
Any additional regulation will seek to punish bad actors that are making money by gaming reuse system and deliberately deceiving consumers.
That was Marianne Rafferty reporting. We're getting some brand new information into the WRL Severe Weather Center. Thunderstorm warning, but that has advanced now. Elizabeth Gardner is there with the update.
Pardon us as we move the camera over here. We have a tornado warning that just came down from the National Weather Service. And so you can see where that is. We've been talking about this whole area here in Sampson County in terms of flooding. But of course, now we have a tornado warning. There have been some instances this morning on and off where it looks like we've had some spin in the atmosphere, but we really haven't seen too much of that just yet. But now you can see where our tornado warning is. It expires at 1:15. And so we'll be watching this area very carefully. We'll go in and take a look at our velocity, and we can take a look at the signature here. If we can come to me on camera over here, I'll be pointing out what we're seeing. So right here, you can see where we have red and green close together. That's an indication that we have circulation in the atmosphere. Green is where the wind is moving toward the radar. Red is moving away from the radar. So when we see this together, that's a good indication of a tornado. Now, down here in the southern part of Sampson County, we're somewhat far away from the radar that's in Wake County, and it's about halfway between the radar in Wilmington. And so we'll go back and forth between the two of those and take a look at how things are looking. Let's talk a little bit more about exactly where this is. We're going to jump on in here. I'm going to zoom in a little more closely. Garland is here to the west of where this tornado potentially is, and it's at the corner of 421 and this highway that runs over toward Garland. So this is a rural area. We'll click on this right here and see if we can pull up the street. I'm going to zoom in a little more closely. So that's West Magnolia Lisbon Road in the community of Delway. So if you're in this area, you need to seek shelter. You want to be in a basement if you have one. If you don't have a basement, the first floor of your home, an interior room that doesn't have windows. So a bathroom or a closet is a good place to be. So again, we have a tornado warning that's in the central southern portion of Sampson County, south of Clinton, in the community of Delway. So let's go back and take another look sort of at the big picture here. We're going to go back to taking a look at the rainfall with this. I'm going to widen it out, and we're going to loop this as well. So again, you can see where Garland is. We'll loop this and watch the system. The thing about these systems that has been interesting for us all day is they're not moving very fast. We don't have a lot of strong winds in the upper levels of the atmosphere that are pushing these along. They've been just sitting along some boundaries and not moving very quickly. So it's embedded here in this very heavy rain. The rainfall totals that we've seen with these systems today have been 4 to 5 inches. We've had some flooding issues just to the north of Clinton, where we've had some roads closed north of Salemburg. And so we're looking at heavy rain here, some lightning, but now we have a tornado signature that's showing up here. That tornado warning expires at 1:15, and so that is in about 30 minutes. So again, if you're in this area, I'm going to zoom in again a little more closely to this. In the Delway community here, and I'm going to take the lapse off of it so we can see exactly where that is. So that's going to be very near the intersection of 421 and Magnolia Lisbon Road. If you're in this area, you definitely want to go ahead and move to your safe place. And your safe place is going to be in a basement if you have one, first floor of your home if you don't have a basement. You want to get into an interior room. You want to take your whole family with you. We do have a tornado warning that's in effect here until 1:15. And so that's another 30 minutes minutes from now. A lot of heavy rain with this as well. We've been seeing that. We've been seeing some potential spin in the atmosphere. We actually have, I'm going to put this down as well. It's going to make the map slightly busy. But we're about to go on the air with a severe thunderstorm warning for that area. And so there's a severe thunderstorm warning for this area as well. So I'm going to widen out again. This is the southern part of Sampson County. We'll kind of go big picture here. We'll widen it out all the way to up around Raleigh. So this is going to be south of Raleigh. If you're heading down I-40, this is going to be down about halfway between Raleigh and Wilmington and in a fairly rural area to the east of Garland. I'm going to take this back to velocity, which is where we can see spin in the atmosphere. And we do still see that potential for spin there. You can see the red shaded area, and you can see some green shaded area beside it. So that means we have spin in the atmosphere. Green means the wind is moving toward the radar and red is away from it. I'm going to see if I can change our radar. We're taking a look at the radar out of Raleigh. Let's see if we can go over to, there we go. So this is actually the Wilmington radar. And again, this storm there in Delway in the southern part of Sampson County, it's going to be about halfway between Raleigh and Wilmington anyway. Widen this out just a little bit. And you can see down here, here's Wilmington. And so we're taking a look at the radar from Wilmington right now. The farther you are from the radar, the higher up you're looking at in a storm. And so we are looking at a fairly high elevation look at the rotation there. But again, we do have the signature. We have green close to red, which indicates some spin in the atmosphere. So if you're in this area, you definitely want to take shelter, and you want to do that in the lowest level of your home. We have meteorologist Amy Wilmoth with us talking a little bit more about how to stay safe when we have tornadoes. Amy?
Yes, I wanted to point out the safety so everybody knows where they need to go. You want to get inside immediately if you're in the warning. So if you're in Sampson County in that tornado warning, get inside. You want to get to the lowest level of the building that you're in, and you want to get into an interior room away from any windows as well. That is very key. If you have time, you need to abandon mobile homes and cars and seek sturdy shelter. So these are the things you need to do if you are under the warning that Elizabeth was telling you about just moments ago. We still have the tornado warning in effect for parts of Sampson County. You can see this is the entire viewing area here. This is really the extreme southern part of the viewing area currently under that tornado warning. We'll zoom in a little bit closer here. And you can see, again, it's south of Clinton. So this is in the extreme southern part of the viewing area. Everyone else right now should be okay. We have had some very heavy rain, though, so we've had a lot of flooding. Numerous roads reported closed across different parts of the viewing area. So the flood watch remains in effect throughout the day today. We also have that level one risk for severe storms that continues today. And now we're starting to see some of those severe storms and also the tornado warning for southern Sampson County. Again, it's right down here in the extreme southern part of the viewing area that we're concerned about. Let's send it over to Elizabeth with a look at the velocities.
Yeah, so let's take a look at the track on this. It is going to be moving out of Sampson County pretty quickly here and over into Duplin County. So Bryce's Crossroads is actually over here in Duplin County. Here's Magnolia. This is going to be I-40 here running through Duplin County. Duff Creek at 114, Rose Hill at 117, and Teachy. And if you've driven down, of course, I-40 before, you've probably seen the signs for Rose Hill there in Duplin County. And the Weather Service has just shrunk the box here that shows us where we have the warning. So it's still going to be in this Delway community. We're going to zoom in a little more closely here. I'm still seeing the signature. And again, this is going to be right here in Delway, right at 421, and the crossroad there is West Magnolia Lisbon Road. So if you're in this region or anywhere east of this, again, it's moving very shortly on over into Duplin County, and you can see some of these smaller communities here along I-40. So that's going to be Magnolia, again, Rose Hill here, Teachy, and Wallace. So if you're in that area or even driving down, if you're planning to be driving in this area, you definitely want to avoid it for now. Again, we're taking a look at the Wilmington radar. This is a look at our potential for where this is headed. This is our storm track to take a look at that. The tornado warning expires at 1:15, so we still have about 15-20 minutes that you need to be in your safe place, but it does look like this storm could continue on over into Bladen County here shortly. I'm going to go back to the reflectivity, or where we're taking a look at where the rainfall is, and we'll take the take the track off of it. And you can see Garland here. You can see a lot of heavy rain with this. We'll go ahead and loop this again. And you can see the direction of this storm. It is headed off to the east. And again, likely to move on over into Duplin County, which is technically in the Wilmington viewing area. And we're taking a look at the radar here so that we can see exactly where this storm is. So it's holding together fairly well. As it moves eastward, it's still showing that potential signature of a tornado. I'm going to go out and widen everything out just a bit and take a look at what's happening. This is just part of the big picture of what's been happening all day today. We've had a lot of heavy rain. We've had some ongoing flooding down here in Sampson County. Here's a look at the severe thunderstorm warnings that are also in effect there in southern Sampson County, over into Duplin County, and then back down into Bladen County as well. So this system is going to likely continue to very slowly drift down to the south. We'll take a look at some of the heavy rainfall. That tornado warning was just expanded. You can see the red shaded area. We'll click on this and see. It's in effect now until 1:30 over into Duplin County, and it may end up holding together to cross I-40. Let's zoom in again over here to see the new additional warning. And that includes Magnolia, Rose Hill, and Teachy. And of course, we saw that as we were looking at the forecast track. It definitely included all of those towns. I'm going to widen back out again and take another look at, again, what's kind of going on across the area. We've had a lot of heavy rain. We have some light showers that are continuing up around the Triangle area, but nothing of concern there. It's going to be all down to the south where we're looking at a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings. And of course, the tornado warning as the cell continues to move eastward on into Duplin County. A lot of heavy rain has been falling across our area, too, especially down to the south most recently. It's been affecting folks down here in Sampson County, as much as 3 inches around Clinton, as much as 3 to 4 inches between Newton Grove and back over towards Salemburg. And Salemburg, between Newton Grove and Salemburg, there have been a few roads closed because of some of that heavy rain that we've seen. We've also seen some redevelopment of some showers up around Roxborough and Henderson. Some of that's starting to move a little cell here. This is not likely to be severe, but something that we're watching. We have some lightning. This one's starting to redevelop into a heavier rain situation with some lightning, and that's moving into the southern part of Orange County. So you may start to see some of that rain in Chapel Hill and in Durham. I'm going to go back to our system where we can take a look at that tornado warning again. The tornado warning for Sampson County is in effect until 1:15, and then as it moves on over into Duplin County, it's going to be in effect until 1:30. So it's moving at about 25 miles per hour off to the east. You can see here's our forecast track. I'm going to switch it over to velocity so we can get a good look. You can see right there, I'm going to stop the loop of it as well. So right there where we see the red and the green coming together, that's the Delway community. As it moves eastward, Bryce's Crossroads at around 106, Duff Creek at 113, Rose Hill at 117, and Teachy at 120. We've had a lot of heavy rain with this. We haven't seen much damage so far. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth is over with the camera at Clinton, which earlier, Amy, it was just pouring there about 15, 20 minutes ago.
It was pouring. And I just want to let everybody know in Clinton that the warning is well south of you, so you're not in that tornado warning. Still raining here in Clinton. They've had a ton of rain and we've had some road closures here. So it's still raining. You still need to be careful. Don't drive into any of those flooded roads. Try to stay home if you can for the next hour or so. But again, this tornado warning is just on the southern fringe of our viewing area. And once this gets into Duplin County, we'll probably go back to regular scheduled programming, because it's out of our viewing area, but still it's the southwestern part of Sampson County southeastern part of Sampson County that we're watching right now until about 1:15 for that tornado warning. But you can see right here that it's just a very small sliver of Sampson County. Now Duplin County under the gun for the potential for a tornado. The rotation detector, which is an exclusive product that we have here, is showing fairly weak rotation. You kind of saw that when Elizabeth was showing the velocities. We just got a new scan. Looks like it's picked up a little bit here, but again, this is in Duplin Sampson County, so it's just out of our viewing area. But again, we're still monitoring that area for the potential for some rotation. But right now, it's looking fairly broad at this point. Here's a look at the tornado safety. Wanted to show you the best place to go. You want to get in the lowest level of the building that you're in. If you have a basement, it's good to do that. I know a lot of people don't have a basement necessarily, so you want to get into the interior part of your house on the lowest level, a room without any windows, likely a bathroom, something like that, or a closet under the stairs. Be the safest place to go. Let's go ahead and back over to Elizabeth with an update on the warning. Elizabeth?
Yeah, so we're taking a look here at the warning area, and you can see a part of that is in Sampson County, and that's going to be right here, just a sliver of it left. As this moves into Duplin County, this part of the warning extends until 1:30. Every time we check this, and we'll check it again in just a second, we are seeing what looks like a good signature on this. There's a wind moving toward the radar and away from the radar, which is a signature for spin in the atmosphere or tornado. So we'll take a look again at where this is headed. Over to Bryce's Crossroads at 106, Duff Creek at 113, Rose Hill at 117, and Teachy at 120. And if you're not from that area, if you've been driving down to Wilmington before, you've probably seen those towns show up on the map. So we still, again, have this signature. You can see here where we have the red and the green together. And you can see we're still under the warning in a portion of Sampson County. This crossroads here, I'll zoom in on it a little more closely so we can see it a little bit better. This is a community of Delway, and this is in southeastern Sampson County, right there along the intersection of 421 and State Highway 903 or Magnolia-Lisbon Road, folks who are living there. That's where you need to take shelter, all the way to Taylor's Bridge in the north and the community of Shanghai down south. This storm is moving off to the east, but these have been moving very slowly. We've been watching these all morning long, and they just haven't been moving very much. We don't have a lot of strong wind coming through. This is not a cold front coming through where we would have these moving along very quickly. So it's moving slowly, but eventually moving over into Duplin County, and could hold together there as well. One fortunate thing so far today, we've had a lot of flooding. We've had reports of roads closed, but we haven't had any wind damage. So these are really the first warnings that we've started to see today that could be related to wind. I'm going to go ahead and add in. We'll go back to reflectivity and go ahead and loop this. And I'm going to stop the track and go back to showing you where some of the warnings are with this. We, of course, had severe thunderstorm warnings as well, and we'll back out. And that is still in effect. So we'll stop the loop here on this. The southern part of Sampson County is still under a severe thunderstorm warning, and you can see this cell continues to extend back over toward Garland, but the best chance of a tornado is going to be here in the Delway community moving over into Duplin County. We also have severe thunderstorm warnings in Duplin County as well, and heavy rain is going to continue to be an issue with this system as it continues to sit down there. And again, it's not likely to move very quickly. We don't have a lot of strong wind in this area. So if you are in the Delway community, or if you're over, if you happen to be watching us from Duplin County, you want to make sure that you're getting into your safe place, which is going to be the bottom floor of your home. If it's a basement is the best place to be. If you don't have a basement, it's going to be somewhere inside your first floor, such as a closet or a bathroom. The signature is starting to wash out just a little bit now as we take a look at velocity. And the red shaded areas, the green shaded areas, starting to move a little bit farther to the east. As a matter of fact, it looks more like if there is a tornado signature, it's potentially going to be over here now, which does put it over into Bladen County. But the Weather Service has not dropped the warning for Sampson County, so that continues until 1:15. But we're watching this area, again, a very rural area, but that's going to be south and west of Rose Hill, and it will be east of Clinton. As a matter of fact, east of Garland and well south of Clinton. Of course, Clinton, the most populated, the largest city here in Sampson County. And this is more farmland, more rural area. But you can see there, we have that potential signature there with a red and green coming together. We call that a couplet. So again, it looks like it's continuing to move off to the east. We'll go ahead and do a track off of this slow moving area and just take another look here. Duff Creek 114, Teachy 120, Wallace 123, Tin City 125, Murphy at 130, and Charity at 131. So this storm is moving to the east at about 20 miles per hour. It does look like it's continuing to push off to the east as well. And we continue to have this tornado warning again, moving on into Bladen County. I do feel like that the Weather Service will probably drop Sampson County out of this shortly. We're going to go back to the reflectivity and clear our map just a little bit. We'll take the we'll take the other warnings off. I just wanted to show you that we also have some severe thunderstorm warnings in that area. So widen out the view a bit and again take a look at what's happening out there. We'll just kind of take a look at the wide view so you can see where this is. It's well south of Raleigh. It's south of Clinton. And again, the southeastern portion of Sampson County and moving into Duplin County. I'm going to pass it over to Jeff for a minute.
Yeah, well, as this pushes off a sluggish system here that we have been watching, we'll keep updates on it and let you know if anything else pops up that you need to know about to keep you safe. You can tune in for another live update coming up at 1:25. You can always get weather and breaking news updates anytime with our WRL News app. So download that now. Stay safe, and we'll see you in just a little bit.
Stay safe with the latest WRAL Weather Alert Day info. Get up-to-the-minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.